We are on Daf Nun Aleph Med Aleph. A line before the two dots in the middle of the Amid. V'rove lomalei lishniye kerabe. Why did Rove have to say pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, a mekadesh isha ubito, a isha v'achoysa ka'achas einon mekodoshes. So Rami Bachome had said that the reason was because we have a posik. There's often a posik that says that if a person is mekadesh bebas achas isha ubito, Isha v'achoysa, it is not chal. None of them are chal, and that Rove Estakash and Rami Bachome, that cannot be pshat in the posik, because in the parsha it says that on all the tziyurim of the psukim, the zachiv chorus. And if the posik is speaking about it was mekadesh bebasachas, that none of the kedushin are chal of both sisters, so there wouldn't be a chiv chorus. So therefore, Rava said the reason why Kedushin is not Chal when he's Mekadish Bebasachas is because of the Yesod of Rabbe Kol She'enoi Bezeach Hazeh Afilu Bebasachas Enoi. We had mentioned last week that Rav Shmuel says that there's the Gabi the Maise Kedushin of each one, we consider kiilu it's bezeach hazeh, doesn't have a teiras maise kedushin, and memeila none of them achal. So the Gemara asks, v'rove lomalei lishnuye kerabe. Why did Rove have to give this reason that kedushin is not chal because of Rabbe's yesoid? Typically, Kiddushin shein mesurin lebiyaninu. There is another chesaron that Rava holds. Rava holds, we'll see later that this is the mamish the next sugya. Rava holds that if a person is mekadesh achas mishtei achoyes, that they're two sisters, and he's marrying one of the two sisters. Which one? That is not being discussed. But he's marrying one of the two sisters. So Rava says she is not married because he made the issues in such an oifen that it is impossible to be boyela, because each sister is a safik achais isha. So therefore the kedushin isn't chal. So afilu, theoretically, I married one Isha, but if it's not Mesurin Labiye, so the Kedushin is not Chal. So the Gemara is asking, so why didn't Rabbi give this reason for the Mishnah? Why didn't Rava give this reason for the Mishnah? The reason, a Mekadesh, Isha Bachoysa, it's not Chal, because it's Kedushin Shem Mesurin Labiye. So the Gemara answers, L'dvorov derami barchome koma. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, V'rov elomale lishniye le'el. Taime de masnisen diktoni eino mekodeshes kiderabe. Als kol she'enoi bezecha zeh afilu babasacha. Seine a new concept of Rabbi. Typically, according to Rabbi, the Afilu Ulaikidish Ella Achas Mehen. Afilu, he'll only be Mekadish one of them. Ella Shalai Pirish Ezehi. But he did not specify which one he's being Mekadish. Islay Le Rabbi, the Eina Mekodeshes. So Rabbi holds she's not Mekodish. The kedushin she'ain mesurin lebiyahein, she'ain yadua eize mehen achois isha. I don't know which one is the achois isha. Vishamina Leilerovedoma Lekamon Kedushin Shendruin Labiya Ainan Kedushin. So why didn't Rove give this reason for the Mishnah? Why did he have to come on to the Yesod of Rabbe, which is only applicable when he marries both? Rove should have given a reason which is applicable afilu when he marries one, and he doesn't specify which one he's marrying. So also the Kedushin is in Chal, versus Kedushin Shem Yisun Labiyah. So the Gemara answers, L'dvorov d'rami b'chome kamalo. He's going according to Rami b'chome. L'didach, d'yalfis lei mehaikra. You're saying the reason of our Mishnah that Kedushin is not chal by both of them, you are saying the reason is from this pasuk, Isha alachoisa loisikach. That is the Makir of our Mishnah. So I'm telling you, loisukme likra bebasachas. You cannot say the way you're saying that the pasuk is speaking about a case of basachas. The kosher v'nichesu. If the pasuk is speaking about basachas, then there wouldn't be chorus. So you have to say pshat and pasuk that the pasuk is speaking about bezechazeh, and therefore this chorus on the sister. So that means if according to you I'm going with your mahalach. You said that the reason of the Mishnah is because of this pasuk, as Isha alachais aleisikach. So I'm saying, afilu according to you, it is not the way you're explaining the pasuk, that the pasuk is speaking about there was Mekadesh two sisters b'basachas, because that is not pshat and pasuk. But if you want to use the pasuk as a basis of the halacha of our Mishnah, so then you would have to say Rabbi's Yesod, that the pasuk tells us b'zeachazeh, that is chorus on the second one. So Rabbi said, "Akdushi bebasachas, each mice is considered bezeachazeh." So the yisod of Europe, if you want to base pshat in our Mishnah from the posik, the only way you can base pshat in the Mishnah from the posik is if you'll say like Rabbi. That's why he mentioned Rabbi. That means I have a different mahalach in the Mishnah. I could say pshat, I have a different posik. There's a klal kedushin shei mesurin labiya la'ave kedushin. But I'm telling you, the way you understood pshat in the Mishnah, so your explanation is only understandable alibi de rabbi. Now let us go further into this next sugya. Itma, kedushin she'ein mesurin labiya. Kedushin she'ein mesurin labiya. Let us see what Rashi says, so we'll know what we're speaking about. Kideish achas mishtei achoyes. A person married one of two sisters. V'loi pirish eizui mehem. He did not explain, he did not elaborate which sister he wants to marry. The ein yochel, but he's marrying one of the two. The ein yochel lisa achas mehen. He can't marry now any of them. The shemazuhi achas ishtai. So he made a big boo-boo when he made this ishus over here. There's two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and he's being mekadesh to a father, to a shliach, one of the two sisters. So he can't make nisuin in any of them, because each sister is a sofik achayis isha. Now, I'd just like to mention a ha'ore from the Chem de Shleime. The Chem de Shleime says he doesn't understand the whole concept of what was chal. Which sister got married? He didn't specify which sister got married. Does the Rabbi Shalom know which sister got married? Well, the Rabbi Shalom also doesn't know. Others say Chas V'Shalom. Others say, but how could the Rabbi Shalom know? In the way he made the issues, I married one of you. And without specifying which one should become married, so he doesn't understand it. So one got married, the other one is an Achais Isha. I don't know which one got married. So Mamela, I can't be boil any of them. So that's called Kedushin Shem Mesurin Labiyah. So he doesn't understand this concept too well. But we'll be in good company if we also won't understand it. Zek the Gemara Vaita. So we hear our machloikis, Abaya Mahave Kedushin. She's married. Rav Omar Lo Have Kedushin. Omar Rove, so Rove said, Barahina Asbarali. Barahina was, seems an Amore, helped me understand, I'm a Kher to this halacha. So that's my other say pshat, that Rove had a raya from the Mishnah, that's the din. So that's the halacha. Kedushin shein mesurim biya lehavi kedushin. He had a raya. What the lumdis was, why it is that way, that he didn't have to clear, but that this is the halacha. Barahina asberali, Barahina explained to me that what the makir of this din is, from a posik. The pasuk says, "Ki yikach ish isha uba'olo." That there's a tenai in the kich of ishus. The kich of ishus has to bring with itself a heter beile. Kedushna mesum lebiye, havi kedushin. Kedushin mesum lebiye, lehavi kedushin. Let us see Rashi. Zet Rashi barahina asbereli. Havinani Dovazay, explain to me this thing. Sheyachilni lahavi leiraya min haTorah. I can bring a pasuk from the Torah. Exactly, I don't know what Rashi is saying. What Barahina told him, what Rav Olon chapt. Aval kaponim, from both of them together, they got this is the makar. Ki yikachish. Bahainu kedusha kesef the gemarino lo kicha kicha uchsiv uba'ala the beinen ruya labia. You need roy labia. You need that's a tnai. The kicha has to bring with itself uba'ala a hetabia. And if I make such a kicha that cannot bring with itself a hetabila, so felt the kicha. Let us see Taisus. Kedushin Shem Esum Labiyah Rava Omar Lehavi Kedushin. Perish Pekuntras. Tersiv Uba Allah De Beinen Ruuyen Labiyah. Vikoshe Da Chai Veilavin Einam Ruuyen Labiyah. Hey, tell me, Absanu Yisot? Yini Kedushin Naruy Labiyah. So if I marry a Mamzeres, a person marries a Mamzeres, a Chai Veilavin, it's not the B is not permissible. The Tavsi book Kedushin. So, how can that be Pshat and Posik? That there's a Tanai in Kedushin, that the Kedushin has to have a Hetabiyah. Chai V'Lavan, there's no Hetabiyah, and it's still Kedushin. Now, I'd like to say to Mahalchem, to Fa'em Farashi. One Mahalach that Pnei Yeshua says. Pnei Yeshua says, well, Chai V'Lavan, the Gemara says later, that the Gemara brings a posik that Kedushin is Teifus B'Chai V'Lavan, Kisyena Le'ish, Teinoshim, achas ahuva v'achas nua. The pasuk in Parshas Kisaitze speaks about a whole scenario. So the pasuk is telling us, even though she's a snua, la yuchel levakel as ben ahuva. So the Gemara says, what is the pasuk telling us? Because he doesn't like her. If he doesn't like it, he can't be make the bechir the other one. I mean, that's pashut. So al kochach. The pasuk means ahuve b'nisueho, sinua b'nisueho, that the Rabbi Nishom doesn't like the issues. So speaking about a chayve laven, and says ki siyeno kedushin is taifas. The mother says this. The mother brings a pasuk that kedushin is taifas b'chayve laven. So the Pnei Yeshua says, so what's the kasha and Rashi? You're right. The pasuk, I have a pasuk, ikech ish isho ba'ola. That the tenai in kicha of ishus, there has to be, you had to be here. According to this pasuk, kedushin shouldn't be taifas and chayv elavin also. You're right. But I have a different pasuk. So now, as the process of elimination, so what is this pasuk coming to tell me? It can't come to tell me chayv elavin, because I have a pasuk that chayv elavin kedushin is taifas. So I say that this pasuk is speaking about this coming to tell us that such a case kedushin shemis olabim. That's how the Pnei Yeshua wants to find for Rashi. In Mishnah Salevi, he wants to say it's a very lomdeship shot. And God later, I found Emerson the Radbaz says this, but he asks a moiridike kasha on this pshat. He wants to say that the drash, according to Rashi, ki yikach ish isha uba'ola, the pasuk means that the wife you married, you should be able to have a bia shel ishus with her. That's what the pasuk means. The pasuk means you should be capable of having a bia shel ishus. Now, Chayve Lavin, Kedushin is Taifas. So I'm not allowed to. But the Bia is a Bia Shel Ishus. She's a woman I could have Ishus with. Chayve Krisus, we're talking about Achais Ishtoi. I can't have a Bia Shel Ishus with her. Because Kedushin is in Taifas. So that's the Miut. That is the Miut. The Miut is, Tiyikach Ish Isho Bo'olo, not that you should be permitted to be Bo'olo. No. That's Icha not at night. But you should be capable of making in her a Bia Shalishus. That Bishas Bia should be a Bia of a wife. Here it's not a Bia Shalishus by a Chayve Krisus. A beautiful vote. But then he asks on himself, a Moira Dikekashe. That there's a more of the ketois in this cheshbon, because pshat is like this. When there are two sisters, this Rachel and Leah. He said, I'm marrying one of the two. Fine. If for argument's purpose, let's say the one is Rachel. We know the one is Rachel. He doesn't know. Okay. So he's marrying Rachel. He's not permitted to be Bayil Rachel, because he doesn't know. He thinks maybe he's married to Leah. But that's why he's not allowed to be Bayil. But in his wife, can he have a Bia Shalishus? Definitely. The whole thing that's holding him back is the suffix. Maybe she's not my wife. But if you would say the pasuk is telling us at Tanai that you have to be capable to be make a Bia Shalishus in your wife, that's a geshmak of all, but it doesn't apply over here, because in my wife I can make a Bia Shalishus. The only reason I'm not permitted to be Boyula, the pasuk isn't speaking about capabilities, the pasuk is speaking about if I'm allowed to. Because in my wife, the case that I made, the wife I married, I'm capable of making a Bia Shalishus and her. And my wife, I'm capable of being Boyla Bia Sater also. I'm not allowed to be Boyla, me Sofik. Also then, Sofik deraisa lechumre. So then again, we're talking about not allowed. No, not allowed. So Taisa says, this is not allowed. So what's the difference between Chayve Lavin and this? It's very interesting that the Radbaz says this. Radbaz in the Shin Tzadik Vav says this Cheshbon. L'chach nira l'forish. So therefore Tosfos says, I have a different pshat in this drash. Not that Kedushin has to bring with it a heter b'ye. No, Kedushin shei mesurin l'b'ye kloima. She iser habiya al yedei kedushin. The kedushin is create. He made such a kedushin that this kedushin is creating an iser biya. Behindu eiched the kedush achas mishtei achoyes bistam. In such a case, he was mekadosh one of two sisters bistam without giving any inkling or clue which one he's marrying. Before he made the Kiddush, Yisrael was Buddha. The Kiddushin made that both of them became also. So the Kiddushin, which should be a Sibbe of Heter, of Kinyan, the Kiddushin is creating Yisrael. So that's the problem. Here the Kedushin is not the Sibbe. Here the Kedushin is the Sibbe. The Kedushin created an Isabiyah. Such a Kedushin that creates an Isabiyah, such a Kedushin is not a Kedushin. Now, Ladavaini, I don't understand. One thing, where does it say in the Pasuk? I don't see this in the Pasuk. Tais is saying a yisod, a kedushin that creates a iser biya is not a kedushin. So how do you fit aich the posse? Ki yikach ish isha ubala kedushin misum lebiya, but kedushin misum lebiya. I don't understand how the drash goes. The hagdore Tais says, but how it lies in the posse, I can't figure it out. Where does it say in the Pasuk, if the Kedushin make an Isabiyah, the Kedushin creates an Isabiyah, doesn't mean that you'd have to have a Hetabiyah. That it doesn't mean, because Chai V'Lavan is also Kedushin. So it means if the Kedushin creates an Isabiyah. So where does it say, Kikach Ish Isha Uba'olo? I don't know how the drash goes, but I'll kopon him, this is Pshatan, according to Tosfos. Now let us go further. Zok the Gemara, Tnan, we learned in our Mishnah, Mekadish Isha Bito, O Isha Vacha Isha Ka'achas. The Mishnah says, if he married both of them together, two sisters, a mother and a daughter, so the Mishnah says, Eino Mikudoshay, if they're not married. But what one could derive from the Mishnah, ha'achas me'isha bita, the Mishnah says, klar, he married both of them together, not married. Ha'achas me'isha bita, if he married one of them, ay me'isha b'achoysa, mikodeshes. If he married one, then it's good. Va'amai, kedusha shemisum lebiyaninu, if he married one, it's also no good. He can't say there's a chilk between two and one. One is also no good. If you don't specify. And the Mishnah would seem the only way it's not Mekodeshes if he married both of them, Babasachas. To Yufte the Rove. So, Akasha Rove is upkevek. Our Mishnah says, Klo, not like this. The Mishnah says, Davke Kachas. Omaloch Rove. So Rove asked, V'letaymech. According to you, fine. Yeah, I'm upkevek from the Mishnah. Eima Sefer, let us see the Sefer. Maise b'chomesh noshim, ubohen shtei achoyis. The Sefer of the Mishnah says as follows. There were five women. From the five women, there were two sisters. Then the Mishnah says a whole scenario, which we'll see later why the Mishnah is coming to tell us this, but let's just go through the scenario. V'liket echad kalkola shaltenim, a person went and took a kalkola shaltenim, a basket of figs, v'shalahen haisa, now these figs belong to these five women owned, possessed an orchard, and he went into their orchard, and he picked a whole basket of figs. Vishal Shviyas Haisa, but he wasn't a Gazlan. It was Shviyas. So Shviyas, whoever comes, takes. Va'oma, we'll see if the Gemara later speaks about what the Mishnah is telling us. Va'oma, Harei Kulchem, now, that means there were five women, and he wanted to marry all five women. So he didn't have any money, but the Baruch Hashem, they had an orchard of figs, so he took a whole basket of figs for himself, and then he says, Harei Kulchem, kudoshesli, all of you are married to me, b'kal kolazu. So it says in the Mishnah, V'omru chachamim, ein achoyes mekudoshes. The two sisters are not, they married all five. The two sisters are not married, and the rest are married. Ho achoyes hu de'einon mekudoshes, the sisters aren't married. Ho nachoyes mekudoshes. That's what it says in the Mishnah, fine. Heichidomi. So now, Robert, now we're going to learn through this Gemara the first time around, not understanding too much, but just let's get the words. Yeah, so how's the Mishnah speaking about? Ileime the Oma Kulchem. He said, all of you. He said, I want to marry all five of you. And the Mishnah is telling us that he's married to three of the five. So the Gemara says, that can't be pshat in the Mishnah. Kni at v'chamoiru, va'at v'chamoir loikone. So the Gemara says as follows, there's such a concept in kinyonim, if I want to make a kinyon, I want to be makna, I have $100. So I want to make a maise kinyon, $50 beryl should be kind, and $50 the chamoir should be kind. Kni at v'chamoir. Or the Rashi says a better case, that there's two people, I have $100,000, I'm making it to two people. One is born, and one is an Uber. An Uber is a lav bar kinyan. An Uber cannot be kinyan. So I tell someone to be zoiche for the neilad, one who's born, and for the Uber, you should be kinyan $100. So I'm making a Maise Kinyan, which a chelik of the Maise Kinyan cannot be chal, halachically. A chelik can be chal. And there's one on the Yoma that says, could be we don't paskin like this, but let's not get into that. But Argama is going according to that on the Yoma that says that you can't do such a thing. Kni atve chameh va'atve chameh leikon. If I'm making one big Maise Kinyan, and, perhaps let's say a little better. At one time, one, maybe making a lot of Maise Kinyonim. At one time, and it's the Kinyonim include people that could be Kaine, it includes someone that can't be Kaine, so the din is like on it, no one is Kaine. Such a klal. Ni atvachamayu like on. So Rav said, let's talk about the Sefer. What is the case of the Sefer? Is the Sefer speaking about that he said, Mishnah says, Kulchem, we'll see. So does he really mean that all of you, means all five of you should get married to me? If all five of you should get married to me, so we have two of the five that can't get married to him, and this is my issues, because the two sisters, so then no one should get married. That's what we're saying. We have a problem in the Sefer. Elo, lav, the oma lohu achas mikem. Kulchem means, kulchem you have to take with a grain of salt. It doesn't mean all five of you. It means all three plus one of the two sisters. It doesn't mean both. It means one of the two sisters. Uktani, ein achies mekadoshes. And so he only married one of the two sisters. Now, before we go further, there's something we have to explain, but not now. That means so, but just let's go 1 second. Uktoni ein achiyos mekudoshes. So it means that this one of the two sisters is also not married. Is a raya to me that achas mishtei achoyos kedushin is nechal.
The Mishnah says ein achoyis mekedushas doesn't mean both sisters, because if made kedushin on both sisters, no one would be married. So al kochach it's speaking about he made kedushin on one of the two sisters plus the other three women, and it says ein achoyis mekedushas means that for the one of the two sisters is not married. So see a raya to me. So kan shayel aben. So listen. So if you tell me the Mishnah's been the one of two sisters and she can't get married, so so what did you accomplish with that? This is a good kasha. We'll see in Rashi. Rashi has this kasha. But let's plow further. But this was Rav's kasha. So Mamela, so is a raya to me. You asked me a kasha from the Reish. The Reish is takeshver. But let me ask you a kasha from the Sefer. The Sefer has to be speaking about one of the two sisters. My pshat in the Sefer is Oiskishbal. And we see from the Sefer that one of the two sisters is not married. So the Gemara says, L'rove, so now we make a summary. L'rove kashe reishe. According to Rove, the reishe of the Mishnah is shver. The reishe says he marries both of them, they're not married. Vaistais, one of them is married. If he married one of the two, she is married. L'abaye kashe Sefer. According to Abaye, can't be speaking about both of them, because then it's atva chamer. It says being one of the two, and it says en achis mekadoshes. Labaye kashe seif. So we have a problem. Zok to Gemara. Abaye metaretz letainei. Abaye will answer l'shito. Sorry. Nrove metaretz letainei. Each one is going to say pshan the Mishnah according to their shita. Abaye metaretz l'taimei, amekadish isha ubito. Now we're going to Abaye l'mshad. Ish d'reishe, oi isha v'achoisa ka'achas, eina mekudoshes. That's what says, but both, when am I both? Ho achas me isha bito. V'achas me isha v'achoisa mekudoshes. Fine. That's what it says in the reishe. Now we have to add a few words. Vim oma, but if he said one of the two sisters that's Roy Lebiye should become a Kurdish to me, that's how he put it. He's not saying which one, but the one that's Roy Lebiye should be Mekudish to me. Ain't the Mekudishes. Then she's not Mekudish, because I got news for you, none of them are Roy Lebiye. So if he said explicitly, I want to marry the sisters, Roy Labi, ain't a Mekadesh. Umay Sanami Bechomish Noshim, Behem Shtei Achois, Velikat Echot Kalkolo Shaltainim, Bama Ruye Li Mikam, the sister that's Roy Labi, Tiskadish Li, Bama Chomein Achois Mekadesh. So Vakel, I might it to you about Rove, that there is a case if he explicitly said, the sister that's Roy Labi should be Mekadesh to me, so then no one is married, because there's no sister that's Roy Labia. Fine. V'rove metaretz l'taimei. Rove is going to be metaretz l'taimei. Hamekadesh achas. Now look what Rove did over here. Rove added 10 words in the beginning of the Mishnah. That's what I'm mishmeirelik. Rove metaretz l'taimei. Hamekadesh achas me'isha ubite. Oy achas me'isha va'achoiso. Nase kemisha kidesh isha ubita ayisha v'achaisa ka'achas ve'ena mekudoshes. So the Mishnah is telling us if he married one of the two, it's ke'ilu he married both of them ve'ena mekudoshes. Umayisenami b'chomesh noshim ve'behem shtei achoyes. Liket echot kalkol shatein v'om arei kulchem v'achas mishtei achoyis mekudoshes liba kalkol ozu v'om ur chachomim ein achoyis mekudoshes. Now before we see Rashi, I'd like to mention the Rashba brings down a meridike Taisus HaRosh, and with this Taisus HaRosh we will be able to understand what Rove is saying. Now, between you and me, Rove is very schwer for two reasons. Number one, Rava added 10 words to the Mishnah at the beginning. The whole Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the Mekadesh Achas Mishtei Achoy is Achas Mishtei Mita Eina Mekadesh. Fine. That is the Mishnah very cryptically left this out, which that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Fine. Okay, that's one problem. But what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says it's no good. Why? You know, it's just like a person will be Mekadosh both of them. Now, Kan Shoyel HaBen, if a person is Mekadosh both of them, why are they not Mekadosh? So, L'chayre, we understand that Mekadosh is Rabbe, Kol Shein Mezech HaZeh, B'Basach HaSeinai. L'chayre, that's how we understand. So you're telling me, if I'm Mekadosh one of the two, in parentheses, the reason they're not Mekudish is because it's a special din Yichdush Namesurim Labiyah. That's why not Mekudish. The Mishnah is talking, it meant that we have to understand this case also. Now the Mishnah says, it's no good, just like Shtei Achoyis. There's another case, there's a din Koshin Bezech HaZeb, Basach HaSein, give me a mushel. It's not the case you didn't tell me, and you give me a mushel from a different case. The Mishnah is very difficult to understand. There's a moira dike Rashbe. The Rashbe says as follows: between you and me, he says, Rabbi did not hold of Rabbi's Yisayt. Rabbi said a psubik shtik teire kol sheine bezeh chazeh bebasach haseinu. That's all bullshit. It's a big chiddush. Lule divrei Rabbe, both should be chal. Mind them. I'm not marrying a chaysisha. It's pasachas. So pasachas. Both should be married. Fine. So why is it taken pasachas? Why they taken? Why aren't they not married? They're not married because it's kedushin shem emesurim labia. I did a moiridike kunz. I married two sisters. I married two, the Chiddush was Chal, because I made it Pasachas, but, now let me ask you, is this Kedushin that you made, is it Mesurim Labiyah? No, because I married to two sisters. It's not, it says Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labiyah. This Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labiyah, this Afila Bai is also Moide. Not Kedushin. This is Kedushin She'im Mesur and Labiyah. I made an issue that's Aim Mesur and Labiyah. This is no good. You know what the Machloikis Abai Barov is? When he married one of the two. Now, between you and me, is it really Aim Mesur and Labiyah? So, I'll answer you like this. Really, the one he married, he's really allowed to be Boyalah. No shaila about it. But Boyal is not allowed to be Boyalah because he doesn't know which one he married. So the suffix that he has, which holds, which prevents him from being Boyalah's wife, we have a very interesting case over here. His wife is permitted to Boyal. The sister, she's not married to him, he's not permitted to be Boyal. But because we don't know who his wife is, so Bepoyal and Anhoge, he won't be able to marry, to be Boyal his wife. That's what we have over here. Ravi said, that's also called Kedushin Shem Besurim Labiyah. Even such a case, if Meikar Adin, his wife, he could be Boyal. But Bepoyal, he's unable to be Boyal's wife because of the Tzatzop, that's also called Kedushin Shem Besurim Labiyah. This is a shtik teir of Ravi, and this Abaye didn't like. Such a pshat, that's called Ein Besurim Labiyah. This is the Mesurim Labiyah. It's Aya the Revealer. I'm not allowed to be Boyal my wife. But to say I married an Isha that I'm unable to be Boyal, I'm able to be Boyal. No, the circumstances prevent me from being Boyal. So Memele, but if Basachas, he married both of them, and both of them were Chal, this is Kedushin She'ein Mesurim Labiyah. This is Taka. He made a Gewaldike Kunz. He married two sisters. And this is Kedushin She'ein Mesurim Labiyah.
So this, afilo according to Abaye, is the Atchal Atz Kedushin Shem Yisum Lebiyim. So this is what Rav is telling us. Rav is telling us this. Listen, I don't hold the Rabbi Shtik Teire. Rabbi said a Shtik Teire with the Kol Shem Mizachas Abba Basachas Aine. Between you and you, Abaye asked a lot of Kashas on Rabbi. Hey, say, Abaye, a whole bunch of Kashas. I mean, Rabbi said, it's a murder, the Kechidish, Kol Shem Mizachas. Between you and me, I don't hold like Rabbi. Abaye doesn't hold like Rabbi. We hold that the emissin, if you marry two sisters, the Kedushin theoretically should be Chal, b'basachas, but it won't be Chal, because it's a mesurim labia. So there's a yesod of amekadish te'echois basachas, there is a yesod that's muskim by myself and by Abaye, that it's not Chal, there is such a concept of Kedushin mesurim labia. So I want to be moisiv that I feel. Now the Mishnah is missing. The Mishnah is giving us a yesod. There's such a chesom of Kedushin Shem Mesun Labi. There's such a chesom. So the Mishnah has got missing. In this chesom, I feel bepoil it's a Mesun Labi mikayach sofik. That's also called Kedushin Shem Mesun Labi. But the yesod of Kedushin Shem Mesun Labi says in our Mishnah, he's the mekayach of this. Hamayu de Kerashbe. That is Pshat in the Gemara, and now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. So Rashi says, Ka'achas hu de'ene mekadeshes. Mishum d'chosh ene bezeh hazef ala babasachas einoi. Ha'achas me'isho b'itav loy pirish. But the Mishnah, what seems dafke, together it's not good. But one of the two is good. Will I perish? He didn't say which one Mekodesh is. Hanachi is Shemon Mekodesh is Niyat V'chamoyrum. Noisin matonis l'noilet u'l'uber shibimei imay. A person gave matonis to two people, to two children. One was born and one was still an uber. She'ine kaine klum. So the din is gam hanoi ladeine koine shrei hikno lo ze beloi ze. The hakno is if both will be koine. Bochanami ke chode de loi chosi lei klau. Here the Rishash is moire over here. The way the Gemara learned the not chode loi chosi lei klau. They're both of them, they're not chosi. The Baal will be understood shot that he means to be Kaddish both sisters. Okay, this is a ha'orah. Perhaps later we'll see Nate's on this. Ze'ela lav achas mikem. So you have to say the Mishnah is speaking about achas mikem. The lav at v'chamoyhu. Now Rashi starts explaining. Rashi will explain it later more. But achas mikem is not called at v'chamoyhu. Dim kiddish zu, loy kiddish zu. Because Mekadosh is, and it wasn't Mekadosh this one. So Memela, this is not called At V'chamoy. Rav Metaretz Masnis L'tamei. Hodik Toni Ka'achas, Lav L'meida Ka'achas Me'isho Bita Mekadosh. Elohochi Kama. Ha'Mekadosh Achas Me'isho Bita. If a person was Mekadosh Achas Me'isho Bita, Harei hu kemoi shekitshon ka'achas. It is similar, like he was mekadosh both of them. Ve'einon mekodoshes. The kedushin shem esur lebiyein. This is kedushin shem esur lebiyein. Harei kulchem ba'achas mishtei achoyois. Yedseife dahashte lav at. Now Rashi is going to explain something, which is very problematic. Why is achas not at v'chamayr? It's also at v'chamayr. Toho, the ein achyes mekudoshes. That what the achyes are not mekudish, mishum sveikahu, is because I don't know which one is his wife. The loyoda high kodesh, because he made such a kedushin which we do not know which one he married. Hoyoda bo, hoyoda,
if we would have known, Bas Tzchiye, then she could get married. That means the problem of the wife that is not married is because of ignorance. We don't know which one is the wife. If we wouldn't be so ignorant, if he would have explained which one he's marrying, so that he could marry her. So she is a bas ishus. No, the chesaron explanation made that she's not married. Hilkach nochi yes mikudoshes. So Rashi seems to be saying as follows. The chesaron of atvach hamoyer is, if one of, you're making a kinyan on many, so if one mitadatzmoy is unable to be kaine, and I'm making a kugel atvach hamoyer, so then none of them are kaine, because one of the potential kainim cannot be kaine. But over here, the woman that got married, be'etzem, she could be nikne, if we would have elaborated a little more. It's just, so be'etzem, she is be'emesin, capable of becoming married. No, because of the chesaron birur sheboy, her kedushin isn't chal. So that doesn't fall into atvach hamoyer. Hilkach nochi is mikedoshes. Maybe it's speaking about only married one lady. Let's make it go easy without Mishum Tatan Mesnis and Kulchem. The Mishnah says Kulchem Mekadoshes. You can't be married one. Vein l'Shabbos ha-Sforim. You can't make a grais. Well, say it's a mistake in the Mishnah. V'loi med da'achas mikulchem goris. One of all of you. R'goin shlekidei shal l'chodesh. Tinkei loi med ha-Tzad ha-Shmini l'kamon. Masnisen, we have a raya from our Mishnah, Isha Nasa Shliach Lachavoto, Vemokim Shanasas Lotzora. We learn out from our Mishnah that a woman can be a Shliach Lachavoto even though she became Hotzora. So it has to be that more than one of them got married.